This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand to clear the road. There were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American, they wanted the right. American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. Did you take lessons?
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on The Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you guys are spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. Head up to the website, realside.com. You can watch live, listen live. You can just do a whole bunch of stuff there. And if you head over to Facebook, we also have a live feed up on Facebook. Yeah, we've got... Well, you know what? I could do this, couldn't I? Just put up the president's speech while we're talking. Or you can at least see, because I know how some of you are, for some odd reason, which I don't get, some of you are into video, even though it's radio. But it's okay. Whatever. Whatever works out, whatever makes you happy. Anyhow. 855-REAL-JOE, as I said, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you guys are spending with us on the air and in the chat room and texting and tweeting. Yeah, let's sort of. Okay, so while I talk, we'll leave the president's speech up. You know, I really do wish... Come on. What are you doing? I hate computers. The State of the Union... By the press, this goes all the way back to Washington. I mean, not that you're surprised, or should be surprised, for that matter. But who do you guys think gave the longest speech, had the longest State of the Union speech? And I don't know, some of you might be surprised, and some of you might not. I was not surprised by any stretch of the imagination. But it was actually... Billy Bob, he gave the longest speech pretty much in history. Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. His speech, let me see, President Bill Clinton holds the record for the longest State of the Union address. His 2000 address was 1 hour and 28 minutes. And since President Trump hates to be outdone... He, right now, I think he's at about 1 hour and 10 minutes. So he doesn't need that much more time, and I'm good with, you know, hey, whatever. As long as he gets the point across, and he's not just filling it in with gobbledygook, he actually is saying something that makes sense. Let's see. State addresses Article 2, Section 3, Clause of the Constitution, which states that the President shall, from time to time... Maybe we can make it every 20 years. Time to time, give Congress information of the State of the Union and recommend to their consideration such measures as he shall seem necessary and expedient. So it's okay for the president to give the speech and then tell these guys what he'd like to see them do. The third president, Thomas Jefferson, broke with his predecessors for his State of the Union address, electing to deliver his message in writing. I like that. In writing. Because then it really wouldn't get done every year. Nobody likes to write that much. Jefferson set a precedent that lasted for more than 100 years until President Woodrow Wilson spoke in person to a joint session of Congress in 1913. President Calvin Coolidge was the first and only address in 1923. It was the first to be broadcast nationally on radio. President Franklin Roosevelt was the first to call his speech the State of the Union. Now, that's according to the Senate Historical Office. And the term has stuck ever since. Truman was the first to be televised in 1947 by President Johnson. In 1965 was the first to be broadcast in primetime. So Johnson actually put it where people could watch it. Truman, I don't know, his might have been at midnight. The House, President George W. Bush's address, 2002, was the first to be streamed on that internet thingy. Now, the State of the Union, some minor State of the Union facts, President Bill Clinton holds the record for the longest State of the Union address. His 2000 address ran 1 hour, 28 minutes, and 49 seconds. Who keeps that kind of track? Washington had the shortest address in his 1790 speech. It only had 833 words, lasted 10 minutes. Well, what the heck? There was nothing to talk about there. Brand new. Yeah, we still set the table trying to work things out. We don't know where we're going to get money to pay for everything. But, hey, pray for us. Hang in there. Come on back next year. I'll let you know what's going on. Or not. Vice President Joe Biden, Speaker of the House, Nancy Pelosi, loved President Obama. When he used to speak to both houses of Congress during the State of the Union addresses, they all got all teary-eyed, misty-eyed. Like I said earlier, I think it's hilarious that somebody on the left didn't want to watch Trump. Ready for this? Because he uses a teleprompter. Presidents William Henry Harrison and James Garfield never delivered a State of the Union address. Both died in office before they were able to do it. President Barack Obama is the only African-American president to have ever addressed a joint session of Congress. The State of the Union address has been postponed only once. That was in 1986. President Ronnie Reagan's address was originally scheduled on the same day as the Challenger space shuttle explosion. It was delayed until the following week. Well, that was appropriate. This opposition response has been going on for years, too, as well, which I don't really care about. The first one was back in 1966, but I mean, do you really care? Because I think it makes all kinds of sense. Let's hear what the other side has to say. Always been like that. I'm Joe Mancini, your host. This is The Real Side on GCN Live. Don't go far. A lot more after the break. Really, seriously. And you will enjoy it. Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash in coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Mancini here, host of The Real Side with Joe Mancini. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 855-715-7311, 855-715-7311. Get their free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Hello, my name is Marjorie Wildcraft. I'm the founder of the Grow Network, which is an online community of people who produce their own food and medicine. We are really into backyard self-reliance. If you want this lifestyle, I suggest your first step be to learn some basic home medicine. Just the other day, my 18-year-old son came to me and said, "Mama, I got a sore throat. Can you fix me up?" And I said, "Sure, Ryan." And in about 24 hours, he was better. The best home medicine for you to start out with is garlic. It's an amazing natural antibiotic, and I can show you how to use garlic to handle ear infections, sore throats, colds, and flus. As a way for you to get to know a little bit more about me and the Grow Network, I've written up an easy introduction on how to use garlic. It's at gcnwellness.com. Now, the station manager told me that I needed to say the URL at least twice, even though it feels kind of weird. But if you're interested in backyard self-reliance, you are one of us. Go to www.gcnwellness.com and let's connect up.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Childhood is full of wonder, and we get the chance to relive it with our grandchildren every day. But imagine missing special moments with a grandchild or seeing them through cloudy vision. The Foundation Fighting Blindness can help by providing valuable information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Age-related macular degeneration is the leading cause of vision loss in people 55 and older, but it doesn't have to be. The Foundation Fighting Blindness is driving research and saving sight by providing information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Don't miss a moment of your grandchildren's youthful wonder because of poor vision. Learn more about vision-saving preventions and treatments. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD. Or go to the website fightblindness.org where you can find so much helpful information. Call 1-800-BLINDNESS today. That number again is 1-800-BLINDNESS or fightblindness.org.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Anybody care about what I want?
I do.
Shut up. Get out.
We are back. I'm Joe McKinney, your host. Listen to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. And I do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting and being part of the conversation. If you want to watch the president, see the highlights as they pop up, you can do that. Even if you're listening to us, you head over to the website or to the Facebook page. You'll see that we've got a picture in the picture, you know, like they did with TVs like 12 years ago. Anyway, always a pleasure to have you with me, and I do appreciate the time that you're with us and paying attention and being part of it. Hillary Clinton had something to say about tonight, I guess. Well, actually, it wasn't really about tonight, because as usual, she does what she does so well. She explains why other people get away with sexual harassment under her, get away with rape, get away with abusing women, get away with paying women less. When they're in the Hillary Clinton circle, So just before the president went on, moments before the State of the Union, she went on to explain why she fired her camp, why she didn't fire, I'm sorry, her campaign advisor. Now, I'm sure she had a wonderful reason. I just can't stand listening to her that long. Right? An insider said that she ignored calls to fire the aide who was accused of her harassment. Ignored them. Why would she do that? Clinton said in a lengthy Facebook post that she believed in second chances and didn't want to, well, except for those women that were raped by her husband. She didn't want them to have a second chance at anything. She pounded on them for a long time. And she didn't want to completely terminate his employment. Instead, Clinton said that she demoted him and put in place technical barriers to his emailing. In this case, while there were no further complaints against him for the duration of the campaign, well, none that she's letting you know about. After working for me, he was terminated from another job for inappropriate behavior, Clinton said, that the reoccurrence troubles me greatly, and it alone makes clear that the lesson I hoped that he had learned while working for me went unheeded. Would he have done better, or been better, if I had fired him, she said? Would he have gotten that next job? There's no way to go back 10 years and know the answer to that. But you can bet I'm asking myself these questions right now. No, you're not. You didn't even think about this until it came up. Now, while Clinton did not name the male employee in her explanation, the New York Times reported last week that Clinton interviewed to keep Bernd Strider, who worked as her faith advisor. What? The faith advisor was sexually harassing another woman in the... Come on. In a tweet about an hour ago, she said, the most important work of my life has been to support and empower women. Except what I don't want to be a supportive and empower women, or I don't know. How do you defend that? How do any of you who support Hillary Clinton to no end, how do you defend what she did to those women that her husband assaulted, abused, and raped? How do you defend that? And then on the other side of your mouth, saying that you've been supporting and empowering women for years. Empowering them to do what? Be quiet, stay quiet, get out of the way? Right? Clinton had faced criticism over handling of sexual misconduct allegations since last week. The New York Times first reported on the harassment scandal. In response to the report, a spokesman for her campaign told a local news source in a statement, to ensure a safe working environment, the campaign had a process to address complaints of misconduct and harassment. A statement from the Urich Kleinfeld Fiore partner said, when matters arose, they were reviewed in accordance with these policies, and appropriate action would be taken. And that happened in every complaint without exception, except for this one here. Story for another day, though. Clinton said that she spoke with the alleged victim following the recent news coverage, and the accuser told Clinton that she felt supported back then. She expressed appreciation that she worked on the campaign. I better not go any further because, you know, I was going to start giving her credit for being smart. But if she's going to give Hillary Clinton a pat on the back on this one, then I don't know where you'd put, you know, I don't know where you'd file this. Under what? Lunacy with no drugs? I mean, the Dems are the only ones that get away with this. They stick up for Hillary no matter what, and they twist it and squeeze it and play with it till they get what they're looking for. Even if it doesn't look or refer to the same, you know, topic you started with. This stuff just makes me, as you can tell, this stuff just drives me out of my mind. So Sonny Perdue has been named the State of the Union's designated survivor, which is kind of weird. Now, for some of you who don't know what a designated survivor is, it's basically the person, if everybody else had my title when I tweeted it out, had to do with If Congress blows or blows up, who's next or who's left? And where they're all together tonight, you can't have a government that's non-functional. So Agriculture Secretary Sonny Perdue was named the designated survivor for the President Donald Trump's first State of the Union address. During Trump's speech, Perdue will be taken to a secure location away from the U.S. Capitol as part of the administration's cabinet. Perdue was sworn in to lead the U.S. Department of Agriculture in April of 2017. Right? Now, the here's five things we don't know about Sonny Perdue. Now, this is what I find interesting about the Dems. You know, they want to get rid of Trump and then get rid of Pence. And then what? You get rid of, what's his name, Trump, Pence. I'm looking right at him. Maybe that's why I can't get his name out. Paul Ryan. And then you got to go through the cabinet. This is crazy. Let it play out. If he's going to hang himself, let him hang himself. Now, Sonny's real name is George Irvine. Yeah, I would have changed it too. Perdue was Georgia's governor, right, back in 2003. He's also been in the movies. Georgia's governor Perdue starred in the film We Are Marshall, playing East Carolina University football coach. The movie is based on the plane crash that killed members of the Marshall's University football team back in 1970. He's also a former veterinarian and college football player. Perdue has four children and was a foster parent to numerous others. That's a tough job. You know, you could take a lot from your own kids, not so much from others. I'm Joe Messina, your host. This is The Real Side. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break. Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon, eBay, and at GraceAlley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon, eBay, and GraceAlley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Hawaii was a wake-up call. Don't be caught without a disaster shelter. Atlas makes an all-disaster shelter that will protect your family from fallout, tornadoes, and hurricanes for only $99.99. That also includes the NBC air filtration system. Solid steel construction with an airtight, bulletproof door. That's right, for $99.99 and up. Call 1-855-4-BUNKER or go to iwantthatshelter.com. Atlas Survival Shelters, the world leader in fallout shelters.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
Warning. If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
I can't make up my mind. I haven't got a brain. Only straw.
How can you talk if you haven't got a brain?
I don't know. But some people without brains do an awful lot of talking, don't they?
Yes, I guess you're right.
You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. Really, seriously, I have not stopped talking. Unlike the president, I have not stopped talking. He is now making his way off the floor, shaking hands. Lots of applause. I'm surprised. What I could see, lots of applause. And you know that they're going to be tearing this apart all night long, right? No, seriously, you don't. You already know that, don't you? Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air. In the chat room, texting and tweeting and being part of the conversation. You know, we'll hit some of the highlights coming up in a little bit here. And think of some of the issues and the topics that he hit on. When it comes to immigration, when it comes to the economy, you know, earlier today what I heard, and we've been hearing about it for a little while now, but it really got out of control, out of hand, out of whatever. Recently, when we started hearing about how the economy is President Obama's. Any way you cut it, it belongs to President Obama. Because all the policies that he put in place are just starting to take effect. That's according to many of the Democrats. I find it interesting. So he couldn't get anything to work on his watch. But now that it's on somebody else's watch and things are turning around, it has to be because of him. I'm sorry. Can anybody spell narcissism? It's all about him. The first 5 years he was president. For the first 5 years, everything was George W.'s fault. Unless it was good. If it was good, then it was him. So even 6 months after he took office, anything that looked good was because of a change he made. But they can't give this president any credit whatsoever. You know, I hope he is in for 8 years. 7 more years. No, I mean that sincerely. I want to watch these guys go out of their minds when he gets reelected. I want them to, you know, when the economy turns around, this place is, you know, cranking and moving forward. I want to hear them talk about how bad it is, how bad he is. This will be great. Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. The, where was I? Oh, in the next hour, we're going to actually break down some of the speech and talk about it, because there was so much. He's still working his way off the floor. But some of you know, if the place gets blown up, right, if they wipe out Congress as a whole, the cabinet members, you know, SCOTUS, all of that, there's one fellow sitting off in the corner in an undisclosed location that would immediately become the next president of these United States. Tonight, that man was Sonny Perdue. He is the designated survivor. A couple of things about him that were a little different, a little interesting, right? You see, he's been a movie star. We've had one of those. He was a Georgia governor back in 2003. He served 2 terms. Perdue also served as a state senator, initially as a Democrat, then he joined the Republican Party back in 98. So he started his life off as a Democrat, and then he saw the light and became a Republican. He's also a former veterinarian and college football player. That's right, he earned a doctorate in veterinary medicine from the University of Georgia in 71. He practiced veterinary medicine briefly, and he served in the U.S. Air Force. He also has 4 children and was a foster parent. That was the other thing I was saying before. You know, being a foster parent is a tough thing to do because you're taking on somebody else's challenge, we'll put it that way. Somebody that maybe they weren't wanted. Maybe their parents just gave them up. Which can't be, you know, have a good feeling to it. It's one thing if you, God forbid, your parents were killed and there aren't any more family. But that's not what happened. Or that's not what happens in most cases, especially here in L.A. Lots of stuff that was going on earlier. God, there's so much here I want to talk. I'm kind of, my brain's like stuck because there's so much here I want to talk about. Let's just go hit some of the highlights of the speech. God, I'm looking at all these. Trump calls to set aside our differences. Right? But I don't think the left can do that. I really don't. I don't. I'm not just picking on them tonight. Sounds like it. But I don't think they can. I think they hate him and us so much that it's going to be next impossible for them to do something like that, right? I mean, it didn't matter what he said tonight. He almost couldn't get. Now, there were some times I caught out of the corner of my eye that Pelosi was standing up and applauding. There were also many times that he wasn't, and they weren't. He went on to say that tonight I call upon all of us to set aside our differences, to seek out common ground, and to summon the unity we need to deliver for the people we were elected to serve. Now, he went on for an hour. I mean, think about something. Some are saying that in his hour-long speech, now, you know there's going to be rebuttal from the other side. I ain't going to sound anything like this. But the president uses hour-long speech to extend an olive branch to his critics and signal a willingness to make bipartisan deals. But here's the thing. When it comes to immigration and infrastructure, again, you got to read the art of the deal. He's pushing these people into a corner. He's forcing them to step up and either deny or get on board. I think it's a great idea. Some of you on the right are having a heart attack when it comes to what he wants to do with DACA and immigration. I'm telling you, he's setting them up. You know, he opened his, when he first gave the speech, or when he first opened it up, he said that we all share the same home, the same heart, the same destiny, and the same great American flag. He said, together, we're rediscovering the American way. And I agree with that. Not the socialist way, not the communist way. Not the way the last administration and what House Schumer and Pelosi and the rest of them want us to govern. See, I keep saying this, but Some of you on the, even on the right, you don't get it. You know, Mr. Schumer, I know you don't listen to the show, but what the hey? Here's the thing. The American people rejected your way of management. They rejected your style of government. They did it back last November when they handed like 37 houses of legislature over to the Republicans, 32 governorships over to the Republicans. The presidential seat, or the president's seat, Senate and Congress, the House, over to Republicans. They rejected your way. Now, for some of you who want to get stuck on the president, and if it wasn't for the Electoral College, if it wasn't for the Electoral College, let's say it went away. Do you know what would happen? You'd have President Hillary Clinton, and you'd still have a Republican House, a Republican Senate. You'd still have 37 or 39 houses of legislative houses that went to the Republicans. You'd still have 32 governors that went to the Republicans. The only seat that would have changed was the president's. And we'd be in worse shape overseas, for sure. The president began his speech by praising heroes during natural disasters and tragedies over the last year. Included during the summer shootings of Republican lawmaker at baseball practice. With us tonight, he said, it's one of the toughest people ever to serve in this house. A guy who took a bullet, almost died, was back to work 3.5 months later. A legend from Louisiana, Congressman Steve Scalise. Got up, you know, he deserved it. Man, if you got shot for just trying to do your job, if you were him, maybe from your hospital bed, you might have been saying, I ain't going back there. I'm done with you people. You're all crazy. Like other presidents before him, Trump used the address to tout the first year of accomplishments he had. Like massive tax cuts. Regular, you know, some of the things he doesn't even talk about. Right? I mean, think about this. Right, some of the tax cuts, that he, again, like I said, that he's not talking about. Is how much he's thinned out the government already. People who've quit or gone or seats that need to be filled that he hasn't filled. Which I'm okay with. I'm Joe Mancini, your host. This is The Real Side on GCN Live. Don't go far. A lot more coming up.
Here's a special message for those of you who owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes. The IRS has special programs in place that could eliminate or reduce your tax debt by thousands of dollars. Call the Federal Tax Management Helpline that has been set up for you, 800-503-8625. Stop the wage garnishments, levies, and tax liens now. Once you've qualified and enrolled, the IRS will stop all the collection activities against you. These unique programs have been allocated to help the economy and significantly reduce or eliminate your tax burden. The IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements and other favorable programs. You may qualify for substantial savings, so get the help you need. If you owe more than $10,000 in taxes, call for free information and to see if you qualify. Take down the number now for the Federal Tax Management Hotline, 800-503-8625. That's 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount. Discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back. Or shoulder.
long-distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body. Why take another pill? Treat your aches and pains with Sunshine Pillows. Microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra-large body heating wraps. Sunshine Pillows and wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it, even while driving. Sunshine Pillows are designed with your comfort in mind, will not burn you, and will stay balanced on your body to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunshine Pillows start at just $20. Join hundreds of our happy customers and see why Sunshine Pillows has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Click sunshine-pillows.com and take the Sunshine Pillow Challenge. That's sunshine-pillows.com.
People search the internet for everything, including you. With a few clicks, information from your past can be quickly discovered. From business deals gone wrong, to misleading reviews, negative articles, and unflattering images. Studies show 78% of people search for someone online before doing business with them. Will they find the real you? With ReputationDefender.com, you can establish a positive internet presence. ReputationDefender.com pioneered the field with over a decade of experience, serving thousands of successful individuals and businesses. We use patented, award-winning systems to boost positive content and suppress negative material. Don't let the internet define you. Take control of your reputation today with ReputationDefender.com. For your quick, free reputation analysis, call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771, 800-831-0771, or visit ReputationDefender.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
So I guess what I'm saying is, God bless your guilty white ass.
You get a shiver in the dark, it's raining. We are back. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air and in the chat room and texting and tweeting. And again, just being part of the conversation. I really, really, really appreciate it. You know, I appreciate the time that you hop on, right? I really appreciate the time that you have spent, you know, whether it's calling me on the carpet. Somebody sent a picture of... I'm easily amused. You know, what can I tell you? Somebody sent a picture of Nancy Pelosi with that look on her face. I'm telling you, she looks like she's got something really stuck in her teeth, and she can't get it out. I think it's pieces of Trump. I don't know. Or Trump's speech, anyhow. But I look at this, and I think to myself, when you look at the looks on these people's faces, when you look at the comments being made, right? And, don't you love it? You look at the faces that were made. You have to sit there and think to yourself, they just hate him for hate's sake. It's amazing to watch what these people are doing. Now, you can't take anything he says and think there's anything good in it. Seriously? I'm just asking because I look at this and I think to myself, you talked about border security, you talked about the economy. Right? If you think of what the Republican platform is going to be for 2018, think about this. It's about border security, making us more secure. It's about the economy. Keep growing the economy. Keep making it easier for Americans to get jobs, for businesses to want to bring their companies back here from overseas. Right? Better trade deals. Why should we keep getting screwed on trade deals? Why shouldn't we collect tariff money? I don't understand. I'm talking about the Republican 2018 platform, right? And infrastructure. Fixing an infrastructure that has been ignored for years, right? I mean, heck, you want to bring in all these illegals, you're not going to be able to drive them down the roads or on the bridges because they're falling apart. Why? Because you're giving all that money to the illegals. What's the Democrat platform? Starts off with, hey, Trump. I guess it's a good place to start. I don't know. I'm not smart enough. But I can give you some. Abortion anytime for any reason. That's a platform right there. Right? Think of Kate Steinle. Illegal predators are shielded. Open borders, no restrictions. You remember I was saying that the other day. You've got to watch how these things are said, because when you think about how the Democrats deal with stuff, look, when a Democrat says that we need comprehensive immigration reform, right? We need sane, comprehensive immigration reform. You know what that means to them? No borders. Liberal, light vetting. And everybody gets to go on the government dole as soon as they get here until they get on their feet. Well, why get on your feet when the government actually gives you more money than you can make out working 40 hours a week? Right? Now, some of you get irritated, but here's the truth of the matter is. And I just did the story the other night. I need to do it again because I never finished it. But illegals can get more medical benefits than legal Americans. See, some of you sit there and you go, well, there's no way to do that because you can only do, you know. No, they've figured out how to game the system. They have people, you know, training them to game the system. The one woman that was on, a Democrat, she had 7 kids and had already been on welfare for 12 years. Why? Because she gets to collect from the government money for those children before they're 18, right up until they're 18. She gets money for taking care of those children. She gets medical benefits and food for those children. So don't tell me they can't be on welfare, though. Well, they're only allowed to be on welfare for so many years. No, they're allowed to be on welfare. The kids are until they're 18. The Dems want to take the guns away from citizens. Look at California. Can you imagine? California's a microcosm of what the country would look like if the Dems got total control of D.C. for a long period of time. The loons in Sacramento keep telling us how we can have guns, we just can't have ammunition. Yeah, there's nothing in the Second Amendment says anything about ammunition. All right? How about this, Gavin Newsom? You can have the job. You just can't have a paycheck. How's that? Okay? There's nothing, you know, you're allowed to be elected, but where does it say you have to be compensated? You know? Tear down family values, label them as antiquated and bigoted. That's right. You know, we got to a point now. Think about something here. We have now got to the point where adoption is a dirty word and abortion is noble. Because you're not bringing another unwanted life in the world, except that there are so many people that want to adopt, you're actually snuffing out the life of a human that is wanted. Right? I mean, seriously, it's just amazing. You talk about tearing down family values. Mommy and daddy don't exist anymore. We're not going to do that. You know, we're thinking today about how... What are these cisgen freakoids going to do? Because now you have a book, well, we've had it for a long time, but you've got these books that are like, you know, Johnny has two daddies or Mary has two mommies. What does a nonconformist, non-cisgen have? What if one person identifies as male and the other person has no identification? What are you going to have? Mommy has a, Mary has a mommy and a parent? I don't get it. Why do you have to make things so hard? They're so hard. And it's so, you know, whether you believe in God or nature, look at the natural order of stuff. Look at how nature has made things work, if you would. Seriously. And I've got so many friends now that have left the Democrat Party because of stuff like this. They've left the Democrat Party because it doesn't make... It's almost like any thought that pops into their head is real and true and needs to be acted on. Now, that should scare a lot of you, because I know it scares the crud out of me. Right? I'm Joe Messina, your host, listening to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. The ACU, which is the American, what did you call this? The American Conservative ACU.
It's American Conservative Union.
American Conservative Union. How exciting. All right.
It's just a group.
Yes, just a group. I get that part of it. So Joy Reid put out a tweet tonight. Church, family, police, military, the national anthem. Trump is trying to call in all the tropes of the 1950s era nationalists. The goal of the speech appears to be to force the normalization of Trump on the terms of a bygone era. Wow, how sick is that? So church is...
Okay, so listen, the ACU does CPAC.
Okay. So the church is antiquated, the family is antiquated, police are antiquated, military are antiquated, and the national anthem are antiquated. Thank you, Joy, was not aware. So to be clear, from her point of view, the left is proudly anti-church, anti-family, anti-police, anti-military, anti-national anthem. Good luck to you, Joy, when you need help. Something wrong with you people. Scott Dworkin, who's an MSNBC contributor. Now, see, I expect this. This is not a shock to me. He tweeted out that the response from the resistance to Trump's State of the Union message, he says it was awful. One of the worst speeches ever given in the history of the world. Think about this. Think about how over the top these guys are. Every other word he said was a lie. Lots of applause, but for nothing. He's done nothing except for ruin things. Trump should resign. This guy's on drugs. No, big drugs. I'm serious. I can't even imagine how many hits off the crack pipe he has taken. Black unemployment's down. Hispanic unemployment down. Right? More people are moving into homes. The economy's moving forward. Booming forward. Not moving. Booming forward. There are so many other things. I mean, think about where there's so many other things I could talk about. And he says it's the worst ever. I mean, does it show you where they're at? Mentally? 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I'm always amazed that they can listen to the same thing. They can listen to the exact same speech, same comments, same everything. And walk away like they were in a coma during the whole thing. At the end of Donald Trump's speech, or President Trump's speech, he said, as long as we have confidence in our values, faith, and in our citizens, ooh, and we trust in our God. Did he say God? Can he say God in the State of the Union? We'll find out. Somebody will sue him at some point in time, right? He said, we have faith in our nation. Will forever be safe, strong, and proud. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You've been listening to Real Side on GCN Live. You know what? I don't know if you're moving along. If you are, great. If you're not, come on back. A lot more coming up the next hour.